It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
You just see all these dairy farmers are dumping milk now, Allie. Just dumping it, getting rid of it, because they have this surplus of milk, which Wisconsin...
How is that possible?
Well, you've got schools that are out, right? Which, think about how much milk schools consume. Restaurants are all shut down, or at minimal capacity. They're just delivering or carry out. So they're not getting the regular supply that they need, these restaurants, because they're not operating. Schools aren't running. And they've got this overabundance of milk. So these farmers are like, well, they have to get rid of it. And they're starting to dump
it. You know what's crazy that you said that was when everyone was, you know, starting to buy for the quarantine 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was at the store and the woman who runs the dairy milk department where she stocks it and shits her department, she was telling me at the store that they thought there was a milk shortage. Now, they must not have taken into effect schools being closed.
Right.
And then the restaurants closing after that, because that makes more sense.
Yes, that's
because
exactly
buying it, they were out of it.
No.
But now it's all kind of, yeah.
Because I saw it was happening yesterday, and back in February, I talked to a bunch of Wisconsin farmers, and one of them works up in Loganville, Wisconsin, and he was like, they're waiting for the USDA.
I don't even know where that is.
Loganville's like way up north. It's out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, okay.
Not way up north, but north-er. He was saying how they're waiting for the USDA. It's not like Northwoods North. But it's
you
like
you just said, it's not way up north, but it's north-er. It's just the way you said it.
I know.
North-er.
So basically, all these farmers are waiting for what they're going to get from the stimulus package, because there's a whole bunch of money that's dedicated to helping agriculture, and they're wondering how much of the pie they're going to get as farmers. So, and they're already hurting as an industry. So, it's not good for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it hit us too. And we'll tell you about it later as well. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yep. Dirt time.
Oh, boy. All right. So here's the deal. Oprah is donating $10 million, people.
$10 million.
$10 million. She said she's donating $10 million to help Americans during the pandemic in all the cities across the country. She said, you know, $10 million is it. And she talked about it, of course, on Apple TV because she's got a partnership with them.
I was just going to say, we watched a show that she did on Apple TV about COVID-19 where she talked to Idris Elba about his diagnosis and everything. So it's cool that she's stepping it up. She's got Oprah money, man. Oprah money.
Yeah, and she posted where you can go watch her COVID talk on Apple TV on her social media. But yeah, she has basically decided she's going to donate $10 million. And Oprah said, I believe America's Food Fund will be a powerful way to make a difference for our neighbors in need.
Yeah.
And I'm committing $1 million to this fund to support those facing food insecurity. So I was like, you go, girl.
Absolutely.
Nice. And, Kylie Jenner donated $1 million. It's like, move over, Kylie Jenner.
Did you see?
Oprah's in town, honey. I thought you had Oprah money these days, Kardashians.
Oprah money. You know, we don't play her, but Dolly Parton, you're familiar with the country singer Dolly Parton,
of
right?
Of course.
She donated $1 million to coronavirus research because she saw that they were working towards vaccines and medications to treat it. And she was like, I want to donate $1 million to this. And she did.
Well, you know who actually donated $1 million that our listeners actually listen to? Sierra and Russell Wilson.
Oh, good for them.
They donated $1 million too to the Food Lifeline. So they're all donating different ways, but they're in Seattle. Think about how crazy it's been in Seattle.
That's where my friend is who has COVID-19 in Seattle. He's in Seattle.
Where one of the bad outbreaks was. Yeah, so that's why I'm saying Russell Wilson and Sierra, it's hitting them close to home.
Yeah, so Oprah, $10 million to COVID-19 relief. Thanks, Oprah.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Allie, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, good morning. I want to know what police department you're mad at. Look at you.
Yeah. Here's what happens, all right?
Riggs.
Yesterday, Allie. Yesterday was a stressful day for us, for both of us. And we'll get into that more at like 7:20 this morning, 7:30. Mm-hmm. But I got a speeding ticket on Leap Day, February 29th. Okay?
Right.
That's when
I
got my ticket. It was in East Troy. It was the town of East Troy where I got my ticket. There's a little area where it goes from 55 to 35 for half a mile and then up to 55. And as I was speeding up to go back to 55, they zapped me 49 into 35, right? When I got the ticket, I was
like, a Sunday morning.
It was,
like
Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Doesn't matter. I still was speeding, but whatever. So I put it in my calendar. I see the court date. I'm like, I'm going to go fight this thing. I'm going to go see if I can get some points knocked down because I don't need that many points on my license. I don't want it to go to my insurance. So like everybody, I put it in my calendar and I forget about it. And the calendar date was April 2nd. And I wasn't thinking about that on March 1st when we were in global pandemic coronavirus mode, right? Social distancing, not gathering in large groups mode, right? You wouldn't think twice about gathering in a group right now, would you? Or back then, you would not think twice. Yeah. You'd be like, all right, fine. But now I'm thinking...
You would go to court, yeah.
I would. So yesterday happens. The coronavirus stuff has been happening. I've been working from home. You've been working from home. Things are very out of sorts. The last thing on my mind was a stupid pre-trial court date for a ticket. I could completely was out of my brain. Yesterday, the alert goes off. And I was like, oh, crap.
What alert?
For the court date. Because yesterday was my court date. I had
what
completely forgotten about it.
At?
6 o'clock.
And what,
6 o'clock
time did
at night.
The alert go off?
Noon.
Oh, so you realized you had court in 6 hours?
Yes. So I call thinking that they'll be like, no, we're delaying court dates. It's fine.
Don't come.
Do you want a new date?
So you're calling, what, East Troy Courthouse?
The town.
Or whatever.
Do they have a courthouse? East Troy. No, it's in an old church next to a warehouse in Podunk, East Troy. I call and I go, you're not still doing court dates, are you? Yes, we are. I go, really? Even with everything going on with coronavirus? Yes. Well, we're taking precautions. We're wiping down everything. We have hand sanitizers.
They have to follow like the Constitution. You can't just like hold people in jail with like no. But
you
weren't in jail. You
I
just
get
had
it.
A ticket.
Yes. If this was a murder trial or arson, then yes.
Keep
by
it going,
all means,
yes,
keep
but,
it going. Keep it going.
Speeding tickets.
Going. It is 49 is speed trap in the town of East Troy. You're still holding it. So I'm like, all right, I'll be there. So I put on clothes and I drive down to the town of East Troy. And there's people standing out. There's 15, 20 people congregating outside this little town hall for a court
Why?
Date. Because they all have the same court date.
They all had court. And
all of them do.
Wait, so the court was going to let all 15 of these people and then everyone working there all in
yes.
there or what?
They were saying we're only letting 10 people in at a time as per CDC regulations. I go,
not
what about
helping.
The employees? No, only 10 people at a time. So I wait in my car until the line dies down because I'm like, screw this. I'm not taking a chance. Yeah. And as the line whittles down, I run into one of our listeners, Veda, right? She's out there. She's pregnant.
Did she get a ticket too?
Yes. She's there. She's
Wait,
pregnant.
She's pregnant
she's
and they made her
pregnant
come to court?
And they made her come to court during a global pandemic.
What was her reason for having to go to court? Was it a stupid speeding ticket?
It was a stupid speeding ticket.
Oh,
it was
that's
a dumbass speeding ticket. Something that totally could have been avoided. You could have. And what I found out, there's a town and a village of East Troy, okay? Kind of like Brookfield.
Okay.
The town of East Troy.
Oh, there's a
is
town
where
of East
I
Troy
was.
And a village of East Troy. Got it.
The village of East Troy had postponed all court stuff, right? All this pretrial stuff. Postponed.
Yeah.
Town of East Troy, they're not doing it. That's what the judge told me. Because I walked in when it was my turn, and there were people sitting in these pews, and they have little blue X's on all the pews. And there's no way these people are sitting 6 feet apart. No way.
They're trying to set
no
people
way.
Apart in the courtroom.
They're trying to, but it's not. And
so
I
you
say,
go in and then what happens?
I walk in and I tell the judge, I just want to be honest with all due respect. I'm very uncomfortable with this many people in a small space during a pandemic.
Yeah.
And she goes,
Amen.
The woman in
Amen.
There goes, well, we measured it all and it's 6 feet. And I go, that's not 6 feet. There's no way that's 6 feet. And the judge goes, well, if you'd like to come first, you're more than welcome to. So he calls me up first.
Get a clue.
Knocks 1 point off of it, and I still have to pay the whole fine. So I put my health at risk. I put the health at risk of everyone else for a $98 ticket and 1 point off.
Stupid.
Screw you, Tom Vies Troy.
Things that could have been dealt with later.
Right. And they'll say, well, you weren't required to appear. No, I wasn't. But things happened. The world is... changing as we speak right now.
It's not fair because you don't want to put your health. They're saying, well, you didn't have to appear. You could have just paid it and taken the point, which I get.
Okay,
but that's not fair either with our system because then that doesn't give you access to
the
to
system
and the things. Yes,
my rights
you.
As a citizen.
Like, hello?
I have rights. I have due process. I want to talk about the asshat cop that pulled me over in a speed trap at the wrong. I want to plead my case.
Let's. Just let everyone text right now to 71037.
Please.
Because I would this is the small town crap I get so annoyed with.
Town of East Troy Police Department. Ridiculous. Just stop the pre-trial stuff. I don't care.
Riggs,
whatever.
So gonna get arrested. I'm kidding.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. I was at court yesterday wearing real people clothes again for the first time in 16 days because the stupid town of East Troy was not canceling or even putting off what they call pre-trials. They said, well, the state canceled trials, but they forgot about pre-trials is what the judge told me.
Oh, that's stupid. Somebody said on our text message to 71037, they said, even Huber is shut down and you had to go for a speeding ticket? Stupid.
Yes.
Stupid.
A stupid speeding ticket that I would gladly go at another date. I'm just pissed that they didn't even offer it to people. Not even saying, you know, given the situation, if you'd like to reschedule a date, we can do that. Nobody ever said that to me, ever. And I didn't know if that was an option.
Did they not have computers in East Troy? Have they ever heard of
I don't think
video,
so.
Don't they do video chats from jail with people sometimes? No. I've seen it on the news, damn it.
They do have the internet in East Troy. It's a hamster on a wheel. That's exactly what they have in East Troy.
They said, why are you speeding? Oh, burn. Okay, go away. Okay, you're annoying.
I understand, yes.
And then somebody else said, I work for another municipality and we closed court.
Okay.
Somebody else said,
to 71037.
Oveda, the girl that you saw at court, she said, yes, Allie, I am pregnant. And I tried to see if I could get some points off my ticket. So I went to court at 8 months pregnant.
Yep. And she got one point knocked off. One. Point.
Well, as long as her baby's okay, then
yes,
East Troy, stick to your plan. Assuming.
Someone else told me to call the county and call the state and have them investigate the space between the seats.
Is that what they said for real?
Yeah, they said if there's still
space
if there's
between
still
the seats. Yes, that's right. Because you said they weren't spacing people out 6 feet.
There's no way that was 6 feet. No
but
way.
But they're probably right. If you called someone, they probably would get shut down if they were actually not because it doesn't. They're not following the rules according to what you're saying.
No,
Riggs.
No way. And if it is, then show me, and then I'll swear and I'll pay an extra fine if it is. If you really did,
will
if you show me right now.
Will you go back to court and go under oath?
I will have to. Yes. Can you imagine?
Yes, I can.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Good morning. Allie's still broadcasting from her bedroom floor. You still haven't put your desk together, really? Really, dude?
Okay, well, it's
really
it's together.
Excuses.
Really,
excuses.
Really? What? I actually don't have an excuse. The point was I couldn't get these. The real excuse is that I had one piece I could not tighten correctly.
Uh-huh.
And I got so annoyed that I couldn't call a neighbor to come over. I couldn't call a friend to come over.
Right.
I was like, screw it. And screw the desk.
I'd come over and help you. We've already been in contact in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you cannot come over. We've been quarantined away from each other for 2 weeks. It'd be stupid for you to come over at this point.
I know. I'm back in the studio, by the way. I was in my basement. Gibbons was holding down the fort here at the studio. As you know, Gibbons, part of our show for the past, 3 years. Coronavirus has wreaked havoc on things that are unimaginable. I mean, first you had restaurants and bars closing and St. Patrick's Day, and then you had schools closing, and then you had other businesses closing, and then you have an economy.
And people losing jobs or people being put on, you know, being furloughed or really stressful time for everybody.
I'm sure it's hit a lot of people. So, I mean, if it's hit you, you can text us 71037 and if you know what it feels like, because we found out yesterday what it feels like to lose someone. Gibbons was a casualty of that situation yesterday. Not him. Anything that he did was coronavirus related. So this is completely out of our control.
Yeah.
And I was
we love Gibbons. I mean, this I didn't know yesterday Gibbons wouldn't be on the show today. I didn't know. I knew coronavirus and COVID has had a huge effect on everyone's, you know, financial situation. It's had an effect on businesses and, you know, and it affects everyone and it trickles down.
And
it really
also
does. I mean, we make money from advertising from businesses and businesses are struggling.
Yeah.
You know, I really have to open the door here so people understand this is not what anybody wanted.
Not at
all.
And we also lost our midday guy, J-Matt, who comes on after our show, that does a lot of our social media. You've seen him with his hashtag MKE hat. He was also let go yesterday because of the coronavirus situation. That's the way things are here. But look, Allie and I
are affecting everyone, nobody's happy about it. This is just, it's getting, I don't know how serious, it keeps getting more and more serious.
Yeah.
I just want people to stay home so we can get back to, you know, where we should be and not have to have people losing their jobs because of the effect it has had on everyone. This is not where we want to be right now. This sucks.
We're lucky. You know? We're fortunate enough to still have a job right now. And
very lucky.
Allie and I are both here I mean, I may be in Hale's Corners and Allie's in New Berlin, but we're here in Milwaukee. We're not broadcasting on 100 radio stations from New York City or something like that. We're here. We're local. We're here for you. And we're going to be honest with you and transparent when something like this happens. So,
yes.
Yesterday it happened.
Yes, people are texting to 71037.
Oh.
Will they bring Gibbons back after this? Again,
unknown, probably not, but unknown. We don't know. We don't know.
I talked to Mama G for a little bit yesterday on the phone about it, and obviously they were upset, you know? And she said, you know, do you think? And I said, listen, I said, Mama G, this is what's scary for the whole world right now.
Oh, they'll bring him back.
She wanted to know if he would come back. And I said, listen, I said, nobody knows the future of anything right now.
No.
You don't know how businesses are going to change when this is all over, you know? And this is kind of, we're having to adapt and evolve in a lot of ways we don't want to, you know? And it's having really, and I can't imagine, you know, all these people that have lost their jobs, they have to think about what am I going to do next, you know, and where am I, if there's no other jobs, what am I going to apply for? You know, we're thinking about all of you. This is not, it's affecting everyone, including us, you know, and we don't want that for Gibbons. But
if you have a silver lining to it at all, is that you can, if people that are laid off now are eligible for unemployment. I just saw 6.6 million unemployment claims across the United States alone. Like, it's at an all-time high.
Wasn't there a ton in one day?
Yeah, a ton in one day. A ton of all over Wisconsin with them. And on top of that, we'll also get that stimulus from the government as well, that $2-point-something billion or trillion dollars, rather. So that's what we know. It's the truth.
We know that our company didn't want Gibbons gone. We didn't want Gibbons gone. We didn't want JMAC on. We didn't want, you know, this is what's happening.
We also had other people in our building, just on the radio. There were other people in our building that were casualties of this. So this is something that hit us hard. It's hit a lot of people hard. We empathize with you. We're here for you. If you need anything, you can always text us 71037. Maybe it's hit you. I don't know. But it's shocking for us too. You know?
Aww. Somebody said, we will miss Gibbons. Wisconsin appreciates you and your positive effect.
We'll read your texts. Aww. We'll take your calls next. 71037, you can text us. It's Kiss FM. If you just missed a few moments ago, we announced sad news. I don't really know what to say, because Gibbons has been let go, as was J. Matt, our midday guy, who comes on after us. This was due to none other than coronavirus-related incidences. I mean, it's taken a toll on a lot of people, the restaurant industry.
Every industry. And that all trickles, and it trickles to everyone in our economy. They said 10 million people have now filed for unemployment, which is by far exceeds any kind of place we've been in. So that just kind of shows you how many people are being affected. There's a reason Congress and the Senate passed these things, so that we can try to help people right now, because a lot of people have lost jobs. This is the dark side of COVID and why we need to take it seriously. Yeah. And we need to bounce back quicker than later, you know?
Someone said, don't say casualty. There are people actually dying. Well, losing a job is like a death, though, to those people.
And
a lot of people
say casualty, it sounds like he died.
I agree. But I agree, you know, that losing a job and a death are both very life-changing events. I could see either side of it. But
yeah, no, Riggs, we agree. Yeah. It is, you have to grieve it. But casualty sounds like somebody died. I thought that too when you were saying it, in fairness. You're like, our casualty. I'm like, people are going to think he's dead. He's not dead.
No, he's not dead.
No.
That makes sense, yes. No, he did not pass away. Yes. He was let go.
No.
He was let go, as was J-Matt, who does our midday show.
But don't you think, like, some of this is, you have to process some of this. I mean,
what's like, that it's was a family friend. Member. It's our friend. It's our family. It's
what
a guy
I'm
that was.
I haven't even really processed.
No.
I'm still kind of in shock, you know? You said it's kind of like Gibbons is sick today.
Yeah. I feel like he's sick. You know, I feel like he's just going to be sick again. He'll come back next week. It's a payday. It's a Friday. How ironic.
Yeah. Somebody said, oh, I saw the article. Was there an article about this yesterday?
Something in the Journal Sentinel, yes. And they
somebody
put.
Somebody said,
They put one of J-Matt's tweets up, because there were other people in the radio station from our sports station that were let go. A guy from the morning show and a guy from the afternoon show were both let go. People from our sister station were let go as well, the mix. So we felt it hard in our building too. And I don't know what to say.
Here's the thing. Let me just break it down with how everyone is struggling right now. It says 700,000 Americans lost their jobs in March.
That's
700,000,
because jobs were booming up until then. It was jobs were rolling. It was doing very well.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't understand. Somebody else, like, what do you say? This is not.
Somebody
not
said, I don't understand. The radio station's revenue is based mostly on radio ads. The radio station's income should not have been affected that having to fire multiple people. Well, yes. When
this
you have
is what I mean. People don't get how we make money. They don't understand, I don't think.
Right. Everybody hates commercials. We do commercial free hours as much as we can. We understand. We get that. But commercials pay our bills. Commercials put food on Allie and her kids' table so that she can feed them and put them through school.
That's right. And when the local business is struggling and can't advertise right now, it trickles.
Yeah.
And that affects everyone. And I'm more worried about them. You can't advertise right now. I understand.
A lot of places are struggling to pay their employees, let alone a
much
radio station for advertising.
Yeah.
Right. So
it does trickle. And I don't think people really,
But radio's going to be
inside, but it is what it is.
It is, but I would rather pull back the curtain and let people know. But radio's going to be here. Well, we're going to bounce back from this like everybody will. It's going
to
take some time, but yeah.
It's nobody's fault, is what I'm getting at. It just is, unfortunately, where we've landed right now, and that's why I want everyone to be responsible and stay home and wash your hands and let's get back so people can start getting jobs. I don't want to keep seeing more and more people lose their jobs.
No.
That's what we're seeing. You know, this is sad.
Stay home and stay safe. Wash your damn hands. It's not going to be forever. Trust us. No. It won't be forever. No. This won't be forever.
And
but
you can text.
71037.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's hell to the no, man.
Hell no.
It's one of those days. One of those days. If you missed it a couple minutes ago, we made the announcement. Gibbons was let go from the radio station.
Laid off.
Somebody said,
was he fired or laid off? And I'm like, what's the difference? I guess one is you're firing someone really for cause. This has nothing to do with Gibbons as a person or his talent. We know he's a good guy, and we know that he's talented. And it's not what anyone wants, but it's what's happening right now in the world, and
Nor was he furloughed.
It's affecting everyone.
No, nor was he furloughed.
No,
and there are some employees that were furloughed, and that's different. Furloughed employees are still allowed to remain on and collect benefits and stuff. But yes, Gibbons.
There were only a small amount furloughed out of the group.
Yes, which is probably.
Hell no.
I feel weird joking about it because I don't want to joke about a guy that's lost his job.
You can't because, one, this is happening and this is affecting people in real ways. And two, it's hard for us to talk about this today because I think we're still processing what's going on because COVID is happening. So it's moving so fast and so crazy. It's like one day you're living your life. A week later, it's like, don't leave the house.
Uh-huh.
You know, one day you're going to work. A week later, you don't have a job. I mean, the effect it's having on people is sad, you know?
Yeah.
And we only have so much control here of what we can do, which is be responsible when it comes to stopping the spread and trying to get some normalcy back, you know?
You know what some people should have control over? The courthouses, you think?
Riggs has been triggered.
Oh, God. Town of East Troy Police Department.
Hell no.
You missed it. Riggs went off this morning because he couldn't. Go ahead.
Fine.
I can't believe they have
a court. I got a ticket on Leap Day, February 29th. My court date was for April 2nd. I thought the ticket was a little sketchy because it was in like the end of a speed trap area. So I was like, I'm going to go to court, fight it. Put the date in my calendar, forgot about it because,
COVID-19,
coronavirus. And then yesterday, Gibbons lost his job. J-Matt, our midday guy, lost his job. Like, people in our building got let go. It was insane yesterday. I wasn't thinking about my court date. I get a reminder.
Nobody was.
I get a reminder yesterday at noon about, hey, you got a court date today.
Hell no.
Right?
You're like, wait, I'm just going to a courtroom right now for a speeding ticket?
So I'm thinking, this is the least of my worries. I'll just call them and surely they'll offer me another date. So I call the town of East Troy Police Department. And they say, no, we're still doing court. We're still having court today.
We're
practicing social distancing and we have hand sanitizer. I'm like, no, you're in this tiny little podunk church of a city hall you have in the town of East Troy, which is trash. It's like a trailer and we're all shoved into there. 10 or 12 people with a judge and the cop in there looked miserable. He was like, I don't want to be here right now. I feel bad for the cop there because he looked like he was miserable. With the judge sitting there going, well, the state said that pretrials aren't canceled, but
They said the trials are canceled.
Did you see what somebody texted in? They said, that sounds like BS because a trial is a trial, but nice way to try to manipulate how to continue to have free trials.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, look, I understand the legal system still has to go on, and this is not a murder case. This was not arson. This is not, I mean.
That's like, my thing, Riggs. If you had, like, done something to hurt someone.
Yeah.
I would understand you getting your court date for the Constitution. Hello. But for a speeding ticket, let's postpone some of these. Like, come on, people. Come on. This is not helping.
And
as
she
we're going off about people losing their jobs and we have people to continue to congregate and act like they're being safe when you saw for yourself.
I tweeted them.
Six feet apart.
I sent a tweet to the town of East Troy Police Department and I copied the Department of Health, the Wisconsin Department of Health, because I think they need to go there and measure that ish because there's no way that's 6 feet. No way.
Good thing there's no parades going on.
In a government building run by the freaking state. The state, you're a government building.
Riggs is triggered. Sorry.
Somebody said
you got to call the gov. You got to go to the public health department.
I'm letting them know. I'm lighting them up. Town of East Troy. The village, I think they're okay. It's 103.7.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Today is Friday, in case you were wondering what day of the week it was. Mm-hmm. Not that it matters if you're working from home. All the days blend together.
They definitely blend together. And I got to tell you, I got a call, Riggs, that I didn't know what to do with because everyone is, well, not everyone, but most people are at home, quarantined, not leaving the house.
Yeah.
You don't see your friends and you can still, you know, FaceTime or Zoom or whatever you're doing. I see you guys chatting at night. Great. You're reconnecting with friends, keeping it simple.
But yeah.
My sister called me and totally caught me off guard because she's in California.
Okay.
And she got engaged. This is a sister that created FBI Alley.
Oh, yeah, that's
remember?
Right. Because the guy that she was dating was married. At one point, she was dating a guy that was married with a kid, yes. And you found him. You stalked him and called him out.
Well, I was watching this when as they were dating, and I knew something was off with that guy. And I didn't stop till I found the guy on the internet. And sure enough, he had a wife and kids. So fast forward, she's met a fantastic guy since then. That was a couple years ago. They're engaged now. She's getting married. Great story. The guy's a great guy.
Yeah.
Well, she calls and she says, "So would you be my maid of honor?" And I said, "Huh?" I was totally caught off guard because Corona's everything right now, right?
I'm like, "Wait, you have two sisters, right?"
That's what I said. I said, "What about Jenny, our other sister?"
You? Wow.
And she goes, "No, both of you." And I said, "Oh, good."
Oh.
Because that is how we did our weddings. My sister Jenny, when she got married 15 years ago, we were her maids of honor, our two sisters, because there's three of us.
Were you married at the time? Were you a matron of honor?
No, I was not married yet.
Okay.
I hadn't even met my ex-husband. This is my older sister. So she got married before me.
Right.
Then I got married in 2009, and both of my sisters were maid and matron of honor because my other sister was married.
Single.
When you're married, it's a matron.
Mm-hmm.
So we have kind of kept to this. So she said, "Nope, just going to keep it you two." And I said, "Fantastic." And then I stopped and I went, "Wait, how the hell do you plan a wedding right now? Is this even, like, I don't even know if there's anything we can do." I'm like, "Of course I want to be your maid of honor. I'm so flattered, but now what?" Yeah, I mean, I literally was like, "What do we do right now? There's nothing to plan."
She's doing what everybody's doing, Allie. They're grasping at plans of some sort that people can do.
True.
People are losing hope, like you said the other day. We don't have those little things to look forward to anymore. This is a big thing, and she's excited about it.
And what else is she going to do? And here's the problem. You don't want to rain on someone's parade because of COVID, but you kind of have to be realistic with people because she's never been married. So I said to my sister, I said, "Listen," I said, and she picked a date. I said, "Listen, honey," I said, I know you want to get married next June on the 19th, but I wouldn't guarantee you're going to be able to get anything done on the 19th of June next year because all these weddings right now are being put off.
And they're going to have to be rescheduled.
I said to her, I said, "If you're going to have a wedding in your backyard and you have a plan F, then do it."
I was like, it's true.
Because I've gotten married and I know how hard it is to find venues on the date you want if you want something specific. If you don't care, then just get married in your backyard and have at it. You know what I mean?
So you're going to do it,
but
right?
I was like,
obviously you're going to be
of
her.
Of course I'm going to be her maid of honor. It's my sister. I love her. I'm so happy for her. But I just don't know what to do because we're shut down. It's like, how many crafts could I make centerpieces for a year and a half out? I'm good here, you know?
Well, it's 71037. You can text. Maybe other people are being invited to weddings and to be maids and matrons of honor.
Can't even have one right now.
It's Kiss FM 71037. You can text. We'll talk next.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.